This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 499. For Thursday, July 30th, I'm Marlo Glass. ICE futures canola contracts were stronger in early morning trade due to follow-through buying following yesterday's rally. The November canola contract is up $1.30 at $492.50 per ton. The January contract is up 30 cents at $498.10 per ton. Good growing conditions with hot weather and isolated storms are forecast across the Canadian prairies for the next week. Generally good crop conditions across the Canadian prairies have kept some pressure on canola prices. Relative weakness in the Canadian dollar was supportive of canola this morning. The dollar was around 74.5 U.S. cents. Slight strength in Chicago soy oil was also supportive for canola. Nearby soy oil was up by about a tenth of a cent in early morning trade. The Chicago soy complex was slightly weaker on Tuesday morning, despite strong export demand. Last week, soybean exports totaled over 3.3 million tons for new crop, which is well above estimates of 1.5 to 2 million tons. The soybean crop is rated as 72% good to excellent, which is a 3% increase from last week. One private estimate expected Brazil's soybean crop to reach over 131 million tons, which is a 6% increase from the year prior. The August soybean contract is down 5 cents at $8.86 per bushel. August soy oil is up by about a tenth of a cent at 29.75 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up 40 cents at $298 per hundredweight. Corn futures were slightly higher on Thursday morning. Yesterday, the Energy Information Administration announced ethanol production was up by 50,000 tons to total 958,000 barrels per day. That means production is now back to pre-COVID levels seen in September 2019. A representative from the USDA predicted Argentina's corn production to total 46.7 million tons, which is slightly lower than previous estimates. New crop corn sales totaled 638,000 tons, which was on the lower end of expectations. This morning, the USDA announced a sale of over 1.9 million tons of corn purchased by China. There were an additional 130 tons of corn purchased for delivery to unknown destinations. The September contract is up 1 cent at $3.16 per bushel. Wheat futures were slightly lower on Thursday. A USDA rep predicted Argentina's wheat production to total 20 million tons, which is slightly lower than prior estimates. Chicago September is down 2 cents at $5.33 per bushel. Kansas City September wheat is down 2 cents at $4.43. And Minneapolis spring wheat is down a fraction of a cent at $5.10 per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, July 30th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Marlo Glass.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.